The Marines General Mattis left Iraq in the summer of 2004, having seen 17 of the 29 men in his headquarters company killed or wounded in the previous 5 months. "It's fun to shoot some people," Mattis said a few months later, to a meeting of military officers, retirees, and contractors in San Diego. "Actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. I like brawling." Such sentiments weren't all that unusual for Mattis. It was how he talked to his Marines. But in this case, he did it with a TV news camera rolling. You go into Afghanistan. You got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil, he said, thinking back to his time on the ground in that country in 2001. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway. So, it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot 'em. When his remarks were posted on the website of the NBC affiliate in San Diego, it caused a minor fuss. Hagee, the Marine Commandant, issued a statement that said, "I have counseled him concerning his remarks, and he agrees he should have chosen his words more carefully." Mattis's many supporters in the Marines came away worried that he had damaged his chances of succeeding General Hagee as Commandant. The television station's website did not report Mattis's far more serious point that day about the fighting in Iraq. "It is almost embarrassing intellectually," he said, "that U.S. military thinkers were looking at unlikely war scenarios to help them plan the future structure of the U.S. military instead of closely studying the real war underway in Iraq. Don't patronize this enemy," he warned. "They mean business. They mean every word they say. Don't imagine an enemy somewhere in the future, and you're going to transform so you can fight him. They're killing us now. Their will is not broken. They mean it." After two sterling tours in Iraq, first as the only American division commander to leave behind an area in which the insurgency wasn't active, and then in turning around much of the training effort, David Petraeus came back to a senior job at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, in the Army's training command, overseeing the education of officers and the writing of doctrine. These were not insubstantial jobs, and they fit with his academic background. He has a PhD from Princeton. But despite carrying a promotion to lieutenant general, the post was a relative backwater compared to the jobs that the Army's most successful general in Iraq might have expected to be sent to, such as head of planning for the Joint Staff, or perhaps director of the Joint Staff. After all, two generals who arguably had failed in Iraq had received promotions in higher ranks. Lieutenant General Sanchez was tapped for a 4-star command, but was held up by congressional skepticism of his handling of Abu Ghraib. And the 4th ID's Major General Odierno received a 3-star and an important job as military assistant to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a position that effectively has become the liaison between the military and the State Department.